This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition online. And with the time at 11 o'clock, Verity Sharp presents Late Junction.
That's the Dardanelles, a young group from Newfoundland with three reels from their album The Eastern Light. Catch them at Celtic Connections this year if you're going. They're playing at the Tron Theatre in Glasgow on January the 26th. Welcome to Late Junction. Here's a song from Martin Carthy.
By your pleading, your eyes are bleeding. Burn all your studies down and throw away your reading. Small power the world has and can afford us. Not half so much privilege as the sword does. It'll foster the master, plaster disaster. This'll make a servant quickly greater than the master. Ventures, enters, sinks and it centers. Ever the upper hand, never a dissenter. Kruger, Kruger, Randa, whither do you wander? Gone to the suborning of Hastings Panda. Kruger, Kruger, Randa, tear you all asunder. Buying a Tiluanda, Gaborone into Nyangan. so small things, it sets up all things. This'll master money, the money masters all things. It is not season to talk of reason. Never call it loyal when the sword says treason. The furrier, this'll get the measure of a rainbow warrior. Incognito, come and sink a rainbow. President will never know, wash your bloody cocoa. Subtle deceiver turns calm to fever. See the pilgrim, flay the unbeliever. It'll make a layman preach and to pray man. It'll make a lord of him that was but a drayman. Conquers the crown too brave and the gown too. Set you up a province, but it'll pull it down too. No gospel can guide it, no law decide it. In church or state, till the sword sanctified it. Take books, rent them, who can invent them? When at the sword says there'll be no argumentum. Blood that is spilled, sir, has gained all the guilt, sir. Thus have you seen me run my sword up to the hilt, sir.
Anonymous words from the 17th century, adapted by Martin Carthy for the powerful song Dominion of the Sword. And now, before we hear music by Brahms, here are Reed Anderson, Ethan Iverson and David King, collectively known as the Bad Plus, and a track they call 7 Minute Mind.
Thank you.
That's the work of Alexander Byrne and the Abandoned Orchestra, a track from a series of pieces called An Unnamed Diary of Places I Went Alone. All very evocative stuff, and it's all found on his third album to date. It's just out and called Self-Referentials. Before that, Alessio Bax playing the first ballade from Opus 10 by Brahms. Now, this is the duo São Paris, singer Letitia Moura, originally from Brazil, but who's been immersed for many years now in the French electronic music scene. And they call this Samba de Injustiça.
O mundo é tão ingrato com a mulher. Thank you.
Samba sung and played just as it should be, with the lilt of the percussion carrying the joy of the music. And that's a song by one of Brazil's big names, Paulino da Viola, as sung by Teresa Cristina, and a song called Coisas Banas. This is Late Junction, with some slightly more frenetic percussion here, but worked out with nonetheless precision. This is an early experiment by Conlon Nancarrow, who in the 1950s tried to create a virtuosic tape piece using recordings of percussion instruments. Ultimately, he gave up. But recently, Dominic Murcott has put together the bits that he did complete and created this for the percussion collective Power Plant. Piece for tape for percussion by Nancarrow, as reconstructed by Dominic Murcott of the group Power Plant. Tricky rhythms in this too, if you hone into what the accordion is doing. This is a sevdah, which is a type of traditional song that is to Bosnia what the fado is to Portugal, or the blues is to the deep south. So these are songs that usually express sadness and longing, with this one as sung by Nada Mamula.
Konja po mi je srcu, Thank you.
Well, that's the music and the playing of Sean McCurlain, paying tribute to the landscapes of Ireland in this new solo album. It's called Long After the Music Is Gone, and it's a collection of short atmospheric pieces that push a range of woodwind instruments to places that they've perhaps rarely explored before. And that's something the composer Noah Kraszewski also likes to do when it comes to the voice. He's the man who coined the word hyperrealism as a way of describing how his pieces combine found sounds with exaggerated electronic treatments in order to create something that blurs the boundaries between what is real and what is imagined. And the singer Thomas Buchner asked him to create such a piece for him. You'll hear the result of that after another of Sean McCurlain's snapshots here. This one paying tribute to the Irish philosopher John O'Donoghue, and it's called Cleography 3.
Honi am Dominum.
So that's the hyper-realist world of Noah Kraszewski, his piece Jubilate, featuring the voice for whom it was written, that of Thomas Buchner. The address to write to if you'd like details of all the strange things that you hear on this programme is, of course, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And if you'd like to hear anything again, just go to the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and here's another very strong voice, that of Chris Wood. And this is from his album, The Lark Descending. It's the great ballad of John Barleycorn.
There were three men came out of the west, their fortune for to try. And These three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn should die. They ploughed, they sowed, they harrowed him in, threw clods down on his head. These three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very long time till rain from heaven did fall. Little Sir John put up his head, it so amazed them all. So they made him stand till long midsummer, till he looked both pale and wan. Little Sir John grew a long, long beard, so became. So sharp to cut him off at the knee. They rolled him and tied him by the waist, and they served him barbarously. So they had men with sharp pitchforks to prick him to the heart, but the loader who served him worse than that, it bound him to a cart. And they wheeled him and wheeled him around the field till they came down to the barn. And these three men made a solemn vow of poor John Barleycorn. And they hired men with crabtree sticks to cut him skin from bone. The miller he served him worse than that, they ground him between two stones. His little Sir John in his nut brown bowl, brandy in the glass. His little Sir John in his nut brown bowl proved a stronger man at last. Because the huntsman he can't hunt the fox, nor loudly blow his horn. The tinker he can't mend kettles or pots without John Barleycorn.
Well, there's a sweet tune by Tim Eadie called Richard's Minuet. Tim Eadie was named Musician of the Year at the BBC Folk Awards last year, and he's making a number of appearances this week at the Celtic Connections Festival up in Glasgow, most notably with a concert on Sunday night in the Glasgow Arts Club. Celtic Connections starts on Thursday. It runs for the rest of the month, and every Friday night, Radio 3 is going to be there broadcasting live. So if you can't be there in person, that's going to be a great way to catch up. Tune in to World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy live from Glasgow's Celtic Connections starting this Friday. And now, having danced a minuet with Tim Eadie, here is Ensemble Capsburger and a couple of swirling tarantellas.
Thank you.
Music by the 17th century Spanish guitarist and composer Santiago de Murcia, as played by Ensemble Capsburger. Two tarantellas, which was a dance that originated in Sicily, the spinning spider dance, and is still popular throughout southern Italy today. In Salento, where this group's from, the tarantella is known as the pizzica, but what distinguishes it are still those rustling tambourines. That's one of the best known groups in Puglia, which is the area right down in the heel of the boot of southern Italy. A group called Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, and they are busy keeping the pizzica music alive. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Details of that and, of course, anything else that you hear on the programme are on the playlist if you have a look at the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And, of course, you can listen to the programme again there too. bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. Follow the links from there. Here's the pianist Roger Woodward with In Memoriam Giacinto Scelsi by Peter Michael Hamel. In Memoriam, Giacinto Scelsi, from Of the Sound of Life by Peter Michael Hamel, as played by Roger Woodward. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is the group Move, led by the pianist and composer Colin Riley, and featuring the smoky voice of Norway's Elisabeth Nergård. They launched their new album a couple of months ago, and this is how it starts.
Thank you.
That's Move and the track I Dream Beside You from their latest album called Here. You'll find it on a label called Squeaky Kate Music. That's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Back tomorrow at 11 with music by Ali Fakatore, Bella Hardy, The Bad Plus and much more. But for now, leaving you with this gentle nocturne for alto and bass flutes by Howell Davis. Till tomorrow. Good night.